Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
To
make a way for us, to open up a door for us. We're depending on you. You are our very present help today, Lord. No other help we know. We are down here waiting on you. Looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you look on the souls of men. Look on those, oh Lord, desiring to be saved and desiring to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We pray that you will grant the petitions that you have mercy on them, oh Lord. Help them to surrender and to yield to your will in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you give strength to the weak and that you will heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound. Oh, my God, there's souls, oh, Lord, that are incarcerated. We pray that you bring hope to them, oh, Lord, that you have mercy on them, that you will deliver, that you'll save, oh, Lord. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Jesus, we're waiting on you, oh, Lord. You are our help today, oh, Lord. No other help we know. We're depending on you tonight. We pray that you touch us, oh, Lord. Bless us in a special way. We need help today. Oh, my God. We need you to lead us and guide us and show us the way you'd have us to go. Help us to be led of thy spirit. Help us, oh, Lord. We want to please you in every way.
Yes,
and we
God.
Want your will to be done in us. Not our will. Let our will perish, oh, Lord. Touch and strengthen our bodies. Look on me tonight, oh, Lord. Touch right now, Lord.
Touch your Lord. Touch
my
right
now. Situation. You are able, oh, Lord. Fix it for me, oh, Lord. I'm trusting in you and taking you at your word. In the name of Jesus, pray them, oh, Lord. Help me to seek thy face, oh, Lord, and draw nigh unto you. I need a closer walk with you, oh, Lord. I want to be saved in the end. Move in our lives, oh, Lord, every way that is not like you, everything that is contrary to your will. We ask that you move it, oh, Lord. Make us what you want us to be. Help us to seek to please you in every way. Not our will, but let your will be done. Look on the souls of men everywhere. Some want to be saved. Some want to be delivered. Some want to be healed. And we know you're able, Lord. Do it for us, O Lord, that thy name may be glorified. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you, O Lord. We are thanking you for this opportunity to come before you and pray. We thank you for your blessing kept us throughout this week. We thank you for your mercy toward us. We don't deserve your mercy, O Lord, but help us, O Lord. Help us to go forward in you. Help us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that you may exalt us in due time. We want to please you in every way, that your will be done in our lives. Oh, my God, we pray that you will bless this broadcast tonight. Send your word. Send your anointing. Let it reach some soul. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help somebody to seek your faith. Be saved. Look on all of the prayer requests. We pray that you will grant it according to your will. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you save such as should be saved. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for this prayer. And this prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Nadel. And good evening. God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. He was the pastor of Victory Temple, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida, with his wife, Mother Janice Marshall. We still remember him. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 91st number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. It's the 91st number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked." Thank God for the Lord's word, the 91st number from the first throughout the 8th verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy, you'd like to have remarks after the word, you have a song you'd like to sing, a testimony you'd like to share, or scripture you'd like to read, and call our guest line. It's 978-990-5270, and our access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 701-802-5175, and that access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There is also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays. Also on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the Veris Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. That access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Free Simple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Benning is the pastor. That phone number is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 182-7631. Emmanuel Hogue teams up with Daniel Smith Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls on the prayer list. Please pray for Erica Hameen. She is my sister-in-law, my brother's wife. Pray for her and their children. Please pray for her sister, Cleo Jones. We want to continue to pray for Ola May and Wayne and family, Mr. Arnie and Mrs. Connie Brown, Alicia Charleston and family, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the grieved Spriggs family, Deacon Alexander Jones, Missionary Rebecca Ingram and her husband, Todd Johnson, Kenny Huff, the bereaved Huff family, Bishop Burden's family, Missionary Gracie White and the bereaved White family, Sister Marcel Horsey and the bereaved Horsey family, Kenneth Edmonds Sr., Stephen Allen Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, the bereaved Williams Edmonds family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Marcato, Steve Fields, the Parham family, Moore Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Breeze Anderson family, Robin Van Fay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all the Bree families and all those who are currently requesting prayer, as well as those who are affected by COVID. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And so we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. I thank God for the scripture reading, for the opening prayer, and for the announcement. We thank God for that 91st number of Psalm. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So, yes, brothers and sisters, let us abide under that shadow of the Almighty, and let us dwell in that secret place of the Most High. If we do that, the Lord will take us through, and the enemy, though he might shoot his arrows and terror by night, and the arrow that flies by day, God will keep us and take us through. So I thank the Lord for what he is doing. I do honor the spirit of the Lord, Dr. Sheila Hameen, Dr. Dennis Khadija Hameen. I thank the Lord for you all. I thank God for this opportunity to be on this broadcast. And I tell you, God is good and he is blessing. I thank God. I just want to give him a little thanks here for those who were on the line on Tuesday night. I believe that was one of Evangelist Cynthia's co-workers, I believe it was. She was on the line. She said she enjoyed the broadcast. So we thank the Lord. We don't know who's on the broadcast, and we don't know what the Lord is doing. But there was a testimony that was given, how that there was a request, a prayer request that went up, and we prayed, and the Lord blessed. They got the deliverance that they wanted. God made the way for them. I just thank the Lord because he is a way maker, yes, amen. He is still making ways, although the devil is so mad and angry. But God is still blessing. And that's what happens when the Lord starts blessing you. The devil gets so mad. He wants to destroy everything that God has done. But we're not going to let him get the victory. We're going to praise God and exalt him and continue to tell of his goodness until the devil just continue to stay mad. You got to keep him mad. And I just thank God for all things. But I want to encourage every listener that's on the line tonight to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And now, God, we have a beautiful speaker in the person of Dr. Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to turn this part of the broadcast into her hands, that she may bring the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for everything that's been done thus far, and the prayer, the opening scripture, and the beautiful words of encouragement, and that testimony. Thank God for that praise report. I just thank God for just blessing us to be together one more time. And now, without further ado, let us prepare to go to the Word of God. But before we go to the Scriptures, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks, Lord. We bless your name. We call upon you, Lord, to stop by for just this moment, oh God, and send your Word, Lord. Minister unto our souls. Bless us tonight, Lord, with the blessings that we stand in need of, both natural and spiritual. We believe you, O God, and we are taking you at your word. We believe it, and we count it done, and we thank you for it. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And let's go to the Word of God. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. Let us go to the New Testament, the book of Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 1 through 10. And I'm going to ask you to pray with me for the next ensuing minute as we go to the Word of God. Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 1 through 10, and the Bible reads, "And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." Amen. Thank God for the reading of this word of God. And tonight the title of the message is Saved by the Grace of God. And the theme is We Are Blessed. Praise the Lord. In Ephesians, the second chapter, Apostle Paul is writing this epistle to the church at Ephesus. But in the first chapter, he started off the epistle by greeting them in a certain manner, and also recognizing that they had and the love that they had toward the saints of God. And he began to pray or to reveal to them his prayer for them. He was thankful for them and also let them know that he didn't cease to pray for them. So he was always praying for the church. And also, Apostle Paul revealed that God had given him a thorn in the flesh. And with that thorn in the flesh, it was something that troubled him, but yet it was in God's will. How he explained, God had given him revelation, and in order for him not to be exalted above measure, God gave him or allowed him to have a thorn in the flesh. Mm-hmm. And he sought the Lord to remove this thing, but God allowed it. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
I believe that's in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, how he brought out the fact that the messenger was of Satan, had come to buffet him, lest he be exalted above measure. And he sought God diligently three times. God would move that thorn out of his flesh, or that messenger of Satan, to have it depart from him.
Yes.
Nevertheless, he got an answer from God, and after receiving the answer, he realized that God had allowed this to be so for a specific reason. And so with us, we have God's grace, which is more than enough for us to endure temptations and to go through sufferings and infirmities. And God told Apostle Paul that his grace is sufficient and it's sufficient for you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Glory be to God. So he realized that God was working all through his troubles and problems and also the thorn in his flesh. God was allowing him to have grace. This grace was enough for him to go through and to deal with what he was dealing with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so he began to say, most gladly, therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And this is where many of us don't realize how blessed we are when God wants his power to rest on us. Thank you, Jesus. And being chosen for God's power to rest on us is indeed a great blessing. Praise be to God. And I believe Apostle Paul realized this early on and he became glad, hallelujah, to glory in infirmities so that the power of Christ would rest on him. If that's what it takes, he welcomed it. He said, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Praise be to God. So Apostle Paul, he saw how blessed he was. He realized what a great blessing God had bestowed upon him. And then he went on talking to the church at Ephesus, saying how God also had quickened them who were dead in trespasses and sins. Just like many of us, before we came to know Christ or came and gave our lives to him, we were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past we walked according to the course of this world. We did those things of the world, the same thing that the world is doing now. We did many of those things, following after the patterns of the world, living in sin and in trespasses. That was our life. Our conversation, that was our way of living. And we did not give God the glory. We didn't know what a blessing it is to have the grace of God. So we walked in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. The same thing that the children of wrath are doing even today. But I heard somebody say, what I have been, I won't be anymore. Glory be to God.
Thank you.
By the grace of God, I am who I am. And God made me who I am. Hallelujah. And I thank God for grace. Grace is something that's able to be deserved. It's unmerited favor. Something that we cannot deserve. But indeed, it is the gift of God. God has given us grace. We can't pay for it. We can't work for it. We can't do anything to deserve the grace of God. But God gives us this grace freely. Hallelujah. If we embrace it, truly we are blessed. Also, Apostle Paul began to bring out, saying that even when we were dead in sin, God gave us this grace. He's rich in mercy. His love is so great toward us, so much so that while we were dead in sin, he quickened us together with Christ.
He did.
So by grace, we are saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
By grace, we are saved. Amen. He has raised us up together. He didn't stop there, but raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. He has elevated us. He lifted
yes.
us up out of the muck and the mire. Glory to God. He reached way down and picked us up. Praise
yes,
God. He placed our feet on a solid foundation, on a rock to stay that cannot be moved. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's by his grace we are saved. Saved from the destruction to come. Saved from the wrath to come. From everlasting damnation. We are saved by grace, by the grace of God. We are reaching out to those who don't know him in the departing of their sins, who are known as the children of wrath or the
mm-hmm.
children of disobedience, walking
yes.
according to the course of this world, living in sin and in trespasses. We
yes.
come to you this night to give you an invitation to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, to turn away from the world, to give up the world, give up your sinful ways, give up everything that's not like God. You can also experience this love of God, this grace that he has given so that you can be saved. Praise the Lord. Many of us that way, we haven't always been saved, but we
Amen.
Lived in sin. We did wrong things. We sinned against God. But one day, hallelujah, by the grace of God, our sins were forgiven and the Lord took our sins away. Hallelujah. He cleaned
Amen.
Us up. He sanctified us, filled us with the Holy Ghost, gave us a work to do, a determination. Hallelujah. He gave us
Amen.
This ministry to
yes,
go and tell somebody else, amen, that they also can be saved. And this is the message that we bring to you tonight. By grace, you are saved. All you have to do is just believe God and accept his grace. And that's all it is. You can't do anything else to get God. You just have to accept it because it is a true gift from God. Hallelujah. We are so blessed. And the Lord also
Amen.
Blessed us so that in ages to come, he might show us the exceeding riches of his grace in his
yes.
kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith.
Amen.
So it's all about your faith. Do you
That's
believe,
right.
God? Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross and that God raised him up from the dead? Hallelujah. Do you believe that Jesus came to save you from hell and destruction? Oh, praise God. If you can only believe, you can experience the grace of God. It's not something that we've done of ourselves, but having this
Amen.
Faith in God, God has given us the gift of his grace. It's not of works, so nobody can boast about it. For
Amen.
We are his workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. Do you know just how blessed we are. Do you know that it is a blessing to be on the Lord's side? It's a blessing to accept the grace of God. Hallelujah. When we look back over our lives, we can see where the Lord has brought us from, how good God has been to us. Hallelujah. He's been there the whole time, down through the years, watching over us, protecting us. Glory to God, taking up our battle, fighting on our behalf, healing our bodies, answering our prayers, stepping in right on time when we need
yes,
it.
Lord.
Oh, thank
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus. It is the grace of God, and we are truly blessed. Somebody said better than blessed. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. You
yes.
All you have to do is just look back over your life, and you will see just how good God has been to you, and you can count your blessings. Praise the Lord. He is yet pouring out blessings. We are saved by the grace of God, and we are blessed. Praise the Lord. It's time now to embrace the grace of God. It's time to welcome his grace. Amen. And as Apostle Paul was given these revelations, the Lord began to show him so many things. And he imparted much of this to the churches, to the people of God, to the believers, the born-again
yes.
believers. He shared this with them. Praise be to God. And God blessed in such a great and a mighty way through Apostle Paul. He moved through signs and wonders, and they witnessed these things. And yet he looked upon himself as the least of the apostles. Amen.
Amen.
Looking upon himself as nothing, but God used him because the power of God rested on him. He didn't mind being persecuted for Christ's sake. He was stoned and left for dead for the gospel. Amen. Preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And following that example, if we learn to be more thankful, hallelujah, and not pay much attention to what we're going through and what we're dealing with, the afflictions and all the things that are happening because we're taking a stand for Christ, because we're standing up for that which is right. It's a blessing, amen, to
yes,
be persecuted for his sake, amen, so that the power of Christ will rest on us. Hallelujah. Embrace the grace of God. I thank God for the word of God. And tonight there may be someone listening who's ready to accept the grace of God, who's ready to turn away from the error of their ways and stop sinning against God. Maybe you're ready now because you're so tired of living the way you've been living. You're tired of all the burdens of sin and the things that keep pressing you down, and you want deliverance. I'm here to tell you that Jesus died so that you can be delivered. Oh, hallelujah. And if you have any sickness in your body and you need a healing, oh, glory to God. God,
thank you, Jesus.
His grace toward you is so powerful.
Yes.
His grace heals your body, your soul, your mind, your spirit. God will make you completely whole. Thank you, Lord. If you are listening tonight and you backslid on God, got off track and walked away from the Lord, turn your back on the Lord,
you can turn and repent and come back to home to the Lord. You can come now. Hallelujah. And I believe God will restore your soul if you can only believe it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Maybe you are confused and you don't know what to believe or which way to turn. I'm here to tell you that God can regulate your mind and show you which way you ought to go and the things you ought to decide. Hallelujah. All you have to do is put your trust, your complete trust in the Lord. And we're going to God and we're going to pray the prayer of faith, believing God together. Oh, hallelujah. And if anyone has any request or prayer petition that you want God to hear and answer, you just believe God and take him at his word. And now let us put our minds on him and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. We humble our hearts, oh Lord Jesus. We just give you thanks, Lord, for your grace toward us, for your loving kindness, oh God. We thank you for being so merciful. Oh my God, we call on you right now to incline your ear and to hear our prayer, Lord. We ask, God, that you will stop by here, oh Lord, and make your holy visitation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, somebody right now has repented in their heart, oh my God, and is godly sorry for the wrong they've done. And we ask you, Lord, to forgive their sins and take away all of their sins. Lord, save their souls. Fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, someone right now is in trouble, my God, and is calling on you, crying out to you right now. We ask you, Lord, to go and see about them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, my God, somebody is trying to return unto you, my God. They've backslidden on you. They want to come back. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will have mercy and restore them, Lord. Help them to make it back before it's too late. Lord, give them a little more time in the name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord.
Have mercy.
Oh, my God, we come to you, Lord, on behalf of those who are sick in their bodies, desiring to be made whole, desiring to be healed of their infirmity, oh God, disease or illness. Lord, be merciful and lay your hand on Jesus. Please, Lord, touch, oh God, the crown of their head, oh Lord, down to the soles of their feet, all throughout their body. Let your healing virtue abound, Lord. Let it dwell inside. Let it move inside of them, oh God, and make them whole right now. In the name of Jesus, rebuke the sickness, Lord. Rebuke the rebuke, oh God, every virus in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God,
thank you.
You're able. And we believe you right now. Lord, look on the bereaved families and have mercy tonight. Comfort and console them, Lord Jesus. Be close to them, Lord God, during this difficult time. Oh, blessed Savior, have mercy tonight, Lord. Have mercy, oh my God. Look on everyone who's on the prayer list, every name that is written, my God, every name that is called out. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. May your hand on them, my God, touch wonders and work miracles in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, have your way holy will be done. And we just want to thank you tonight, Lord.
Thank you for your grace, Lord.
We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. We thank you, oh God, for everything you've done, for what you're doing right now, for how you're blessing us, Lord, for how you touched us, Lord. We
thank you, Lord, for all things, oh God.
Remember us, Lord, and bless us according to your will. Take us through, oh God, and be by our side. We know, Lord, that we can depend on you. We know that you will never leave us, neither will you forsake us. You promised, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. Oh, glory to your name. We ask you, Lord, to look on Evangelist May. Lord, lay your hand upon her. Touch her body, Lord.
Jesus, bless her tonight, Lord,
in a special way with the blessing that she stands in need of. In the name of Jesus, bless her ministry, oh God. Let it continue to grow and expand. And every listener on every broadcast and every teleconference service, Lord, bless abundantly, Lord, in a special way, moved by your power. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. At this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. Thank God also for the word of God coming through her, talking about saved by the grace of God. We are blessed. And there was one day we were dead in our trespasses and in our sins in times past, but no longer. Now we are saved by the grace of God. And it wasn't anything that we did ourselves, because we couldn't do it ourselves. But it was God's unmerited favor that allowed us to be saved, to be delivered from that dead end life. You know, you might have a dead end job where you can't go anywhere, you can't go any higher, you can't get paid anymore, can't learn anything else. You're just gone every single day the same way. That's how it was for me when I was dead in my trespasses. And when God saved me, it was like I woke up and I was saying, What was I doing? What was I doing all this time? But it was different. I started living a new life. It was brand new. Everything was brand new. And, you know, they ain't sing the song, I looked at my hands looked new, looked at me. It's true. Everything becomes new because we are new creatures. We are new creations. We are new, and we get to walk in the newness of life. And I encourage you, try this new way. And if you're in the way, stay in the new way. Stay saved, because you're saved by the grace of God, and we're so blessed. I enjoy the word of God tonight. I want to encourage Evangelist Hameen to keep on preaching the word of God. And if any clergy are on, you're welcome to have remarks. I'm going to open up the floor, and to Evangelist Maybell, you're also welcome to have remarks. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the beautiful message. I thank God because we are saved by the grace of God. It's nothing that we did. If it was something that we could do, Lord, have mercy. A lot of people would be boasting and carrying on, but we don't have anything to boast about, because it was God's unmerited grace, unmerited love that he bestowed upon us that we could be saved. And I just thank the Lord. That was beautifully brought out. And I thank the Lord. I want to encourage Evangelist Hameen to continue letting God have his way. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed the prayer coming through you on tonight.
Me too.
God knows just what we need, and he knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. The Lord is working. Satan is mad, but God is working. He said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper.
All right. Amen.
Every tongue that riseth up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So we believe God. We take him at his word. And God, we believe that he will do what we ask him to do. All of you that are requesting prayers and certain petitions before the Lord, just look to the Lord, because he can do it. He can work it out, and he could fix it and make it in your favor. So we are looking to the Lord. We're going to keep praying and keep believing God. And I want to say to Vanessa, I mean, just continue to let the Lord use you and continue in prayer, because prayer will get the job done. Whatever it is, God will get it done. So we thank the Lord for this opportunity. Those of you that can get a word of prayer, please pray to me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming to Evangelist Miguel. And if there are no other clergy, nobody else would like to have remarks, I want to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Hamid. God bless you, Evangelist Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I truly enjoyed those remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija and Evangelist May. Very encouraging exhortation. And I just thank the Lord, because it's a great opportunity just to do something for the Lord, and to be able to minister in the gospel together is a great blessing. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And I'm glad about it. I'm happy down in my soul. I'm rejoicing.
Yes, me too.
Tonight is Friday night. It's joy night.
Yes.
And I'm excited. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank
and,
you.
You know, I'm taking on that attitude like Apostle Paul. I would rather glory in my infirmities. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
All these afflictions and things coming on you because you're trying to do a work for God and trying to do his will. I'd rather glory in all of that. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I encourage everyone, just take the word of God in and just let God have his way in your life. And don't forget about the words. Keep that word swirling around in your mind. Let that word constantly stay in the forefront of your thoughts. You know, the word that you hear, hold on to that. Don't let that go. And just think on it. And then sometimes God will start dealing with you. After you heard a message or a preached message or something that in that word comes to you later on, and God will start dealing with you about what you heard. Amen.
Yeah.
So the things you've heard, you know, you take heed to them. Give the more earnest heed to them, lest at any time you let it slip. So we don't want this to slip. We want to keep the word of God in our heart. Amen.
Yes.
Now I ask you to continue to pray for me. And again, we thank God for all of our listeners, for your prayers and your support, and for everything you do. And we just ask you to continue to keep us in prayer. And I have nothing further at this time. Does anyone have anything else they would like to add before we close out? If not, amen. Praise the Lord. If not, we just thank the Lord. Now, keep those praise reports coming. Amen.
Amen.
Keep on telling about it. I'm glad to hear it. Because prayer is working.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Prayer
it
works. It truly works. Amen. And I'm not going to try a long time, but I just want to encourage everyone to pray more. If you already started praying a little more, I'm going to push you a little further. Pray more. Glory to God. Keep on praying. Amen. Because it works. So at this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. And we look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30, if it be the Lord's will. Until then, I was about to say, if all hearts and minds are clear.
That's all right.
Until then, let us continue to keep our minds on the Lord. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.